Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Greatest Mixtape Podcast. My name is Eric.
And my name is Mac.
And if you're new to the podcast, thank you first and foremost for hanging out with us and checking us out. We really appreciate it. If you're a longtime listener, welcome back. What we do here is we talk about music, hence the name, the Greatest Mixtape Podcast.
We talk about all kinds of music. We love everything. We're not here to goof on anything. We talk about everything we love about music.
It's a celebration, if you will.
It sure is, Eric.
And tonight we're going to celebrate something a little different. I would venture to say that we are going to discuss a subgenre of music that's probably the
most unique.
Unique. I like that.
Yeah. We were throwing around some ideas and I said, what about yacht rock?
And I laughed just like that initially. And then I admit when you first said it, I was like, it's not the worst idea, but it didn't grab me right out of the gate. And then the more I thought about it, the more we discussed it, then we started actually throwing out names of songs and things. And I was like, holy shit, this would actually be a fun episode. But we're so far from experts in all things yacht rock. We knew some songs and we have an idea of what, you know, the movement is, but to do an entire episode with just the two of us and our limited knowledge of it, I don't think would work.
Right. So we were talking about it and Eric says, so what should we do? Should we bring on a guest? Do we know anybody? And I said, wait. I know a guy well versed in the world of yacht rock. He's a good friend of mine. His name is Craig. And let's bring him in here. And Craig's going to give us an education and get everybody up to speed on yacht rock. Craig, come on in.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
There he is.
Thank you for having me.
How you doing, man?
You know, I woke up one morning and I was a yacht rock expert. That might be all I ever wanted to achieve.
Today wasn't today, was it?
Was it this morning?
No, it was, you know, it's like when you go somewhere and you get the, like, you know, I went there and all I got was this free t-shirt. I felt like when I hit 40, it was like I turned 40 and all I got was, it turned out I was a yacht rock expert. I didn't realize it, but I love it. It is something to celebrate. It is, I think it's provocative. I think it's at times curious as to what makes yacht rock. But I think it's universal because, especially if you were born, you know, within a certain decade, it's been with you your whole life, whether you realized it or not.
That's a good point. And I think for anybody listening that maybe doesn't know what we're talking about, has maybe never heard the term yacht rock, can you give us at least a broad definition of what is yacht rock?
Yeah. And I think one of the things about yacht rock is the sort of definition of it is quite broad, and you'll probably get different takes from different people. But generally, it's music that was released between 1975, 1985. There's a certain, I would say, groove that goes with yacht rock, a certain California vibe to a degree. And it's absolutely the type of music that you would want to play today and 40 years ago, if you found yourself on a sunny day out on a boat. It doesn't necessarily have to be a yacht. Yacht is would be wonderful. But if you find yourself out with friends and you just want to have a good time, these were the tunes that were playing between 75 and 85 that were the top of the charts, that have endured all the way to 2024. And you can have that experience now. You don't have to, you know, find a time machine. It's right there. It's right there for you.
Yeah. It's what radio people would call AOR, adult oriented rock.
Yeah.
We're not talking heavy rock either. This is,
it's soft.
Yeah. It's soft rock.
Soft rock. It's very soft.
And it's easy for people who aren't familiar or maybe a little bit snobbish, you know, when you hear it, to kind of dismiss it as, really? But I'm telling you, you start rattling off song titles to these people. And yeah, you're right. That is a good song. Well, that's yacht rock.
And that was me when you first brought it up. I was like, I don't know if I really want to talk about this. And then when we started throwing some names around, I'm like, no, actually, I like a lot of this shit. This is good stuff. So
right. Yeah, it's a gateway to wearing linen pants. So that's all you have to be prepared for. And captain's hats. If you get through that, you're totally fine.
Oh, man, that is fantastic. Because I've stepped through the door then. I'm on my way.
Yeah, and everybody's welcome. That's what I'd say about yacht rock, a yacht rock party. You can enjoy it on your own, which I have done countless hours with my headphones. And I've also been fortunate to go to yacht rock concerts that I've spent with a community of thousands of people who are there for the same reason I'm there. The one thing I'll tell somebody is if they've come with me to a yacht rock concert, I've told them, I said, look, the only thing I can promise you tonight is you're going to have the greatest night of your life. That's all I can promise. I can't promise you anything more. It won't be anything less. That I can guarantee you.
Yeah, your wedding day, nothing compared to this. The birth of your child, no. Oh.
If I, it's funny you mentioned that. My wife and I are going to be married 20 years this year.
Oh, congratulations.
I was so proud of our wedding reception and the curated playlist that I'd put together. We did so many dances together. I'm like, look, we're going to do a first dance, and then we're going to do another dance, because I just couldn't pick the song. If I had to redo it now, if we have a 20th anniversary party, the playlist is going to be very heavy Yacht Rock influenced at this point in my life. Absolutely.
So would you say and we've dubbed you the Yacht Rock expert now, is it your predominant, like, you know, what you listen to the most? I mean, I'm sure you listen to other stuff too,
I listen to so much. That's a great question. Like, I love music just like you guys. Love music. It's with me constantly. There are certain acts that I would consider sort of my all-time favorites. I'm a Bruce Springsteen super fan. Seen the gentleman in concert several times.
Nice.
And that really, there's a Telecaster hanging behind me. So Bruce is always like there. But my wife asked me once, she's like, where did this Yacht Rock stuff come from? Because it kind of, she's like, I'm surprised, because you listen to, you know, you do listen to modern music, you listen to classic rock. You know, I love bands like The War on Drugs. So I have, you know, current bands. But there's definitely, I think it's definitely, especially as I got older, there's a nostalgia to Yacht Rock that those songs were the ones that, like, I was hearing when I was growing up. It's what I was hearing in 1985, 1986, 1987, 1988, when I was 8, 9, 10 years old. And at the time, I was too young to appreciate what was being sung about. I was too young to appreciate the lyrics. I was too young to appreciate the sort of technicality of some of the lyrical melodies, but they were always just sort of dormant in my brain. And so I listen to it a lot. It's very calming. It's not like something you listen to because you're trying to get fired up to go to a workout or run a marathon or something like that. And it's not what you listen to when you're trying to, like, meditate and go to sleep. It's like this nice soft spot, like right in the middle, that can kind of be your companion at all the time. So it's not all I listen to. And I think the other part too is, like, you just start finding songs and artists you like, and it allows you to deep dive them in a way that you might not have considered at a previous point in your life.
It's funny you bring that up about just sort of the mood that it sets, you know, because, you know, obviously building up this episode, I've been listening to a lot of yacht rock and just kind of getting, you know, brushing up on things. And the other night, my daughter and I are both playing solitaire at the, you know, the dining room table, and I had like Spotify Yacht Rock playlist on, and it was perfect. Like, we were both so damn happy. Just every song that came on, we're like, this is perfect. It set the mood, and we just had a great time.
It's perfect for any time that sort of first day of the season comes, when it's warm and you feel it. It's like that, when that turning from spring to summer, that's the day. Or when you're putting, like, if you have a sunroof, or you open a sunroof, or you have a convertible, if you're the first time you're grilling for the summer season, that's the soundtrack you want with you. Of course, if you're on a boat, if you're on a kayak, if you're doing anything, you know, aquatic. But yeah, it's definitely like end of day music too. You know, you can listen to it around
kind of wind down stuff.
It's wind down time.
Yeah. Well, should we maybe start giving some examples as to we talked about, you know, we love our lists here on the Greatest Mixtape Podcast. We do, you know, our top five this, our top 10 that. So you've put together a list of some songs for us. I like to call it the Yacht Rock Starter Pack. Mm. So why don't we start talking about some of those?
Yeah, it is for some tracks, yeah, man.
For sure.
It's so hard to do this. I know you guys experience this.
Yeah. Welcome to our world, man.
Because you feel bad. You don't want to leave anything off. But it also allows you to put the constraint on it, which is, why would you introduce this to somebody? And there is this sort of, I'd say the classic Mount Rushmore of Yacht Rock is Michael McDonald, Kenny Loggins, Christopher Cross, Hall & Oates. I think that's like your core four of Yacht Rock. So as I was thinking of the list, the first one I put on the list is What a Fool Believes by the Doobie Brothers.
Great song, man. Great song.
And why it's so great, and why it needs to be on the list. You have to have Michael McDonald on the list. It doesn't have to be a Michael McDonald song. In this case, it's not. It's a Doobie Brothers song.
Right.
With Michael on lead vocals. And what not everybody will know is What a Fool Believes was actually written by Mr. Kenny Loggins. So it's a Kenny Loggins.
Oh, it's a twofer.
Penned tune.
Oh.
For the Doobie Brothers, which also has plenty of songs that are on our Yacht Rock list, sung by Michael McDonald. And you have to, it's your rite of passage. You have to embrace What a Fool Believes and what it all means and how it sounds. And you want to sing to it. And once you get through that, you're ready to graduate to the next level.
Yeah, dude, that song is catchy. Oh, as big time. Hell, man. Yeah.
I won't, you know, regale the listeners of having me hear me sing it. But if you were at my,
wait a minute, can you do a Michael McDonald impersonation?
You came from somewhere back in the long ago. There you go.
Okay, hang on. I've always wanted to do this. Are you ready? You'll know when to jump in. And I've got such a long way to go.
Such a long way to go. Yeah.
Beautiful.
So you don't want to go to a Yacht Rock karaoke party or show up at someone's Yacht Rock party or anywhere and not be able to hit that note and not be able to sing along to What a Fool Believes.
What a Fool Believes.
That was smooth, bro.
You don't want to be left out on the sidelines for that one. The next one on my list is, it's a song called How Long.
How long has this been going?
Dude, I don't even need to drop in the clips this episode, man. He's just going to sing them all for us.
I'll try that too. Which is by a band called Ace. And here's the other thing with Yacht Rock. The names of the bands don't matter. You're not going to know any of them. You're not going to remember any of them.
Right, yeah.
But you're going to hear this song and you're going to be like, oh, that song's a banger. And someone's going to ask you, like, who's singing it? Like, I have no idea.
Oh.
Unless it's going to happen a lot. But what's special about that song by Ace, at the time, the lead singer of Ace was Paul Carrack, who's also the lead singer of Squeeze.
Oh, I knew the name. Yeah, okay.
Tempted by the fruit of another. That's the same guy who's singing How Long is singing Tempted.
That's amazing. I didn't know that.
Wow. That is a fun fact.
Yeah.
Also was the lead singer of Mike and the Mechanics.
Jesus, dude.
So there you go.
Whoa, holy shit.
There was a quote I'd read once about Paul Carrack that said that, I'm paraphrasing here, but it's like if people were sort of graded on vocal prowess, their ability to kind of go from band to band, he would have been bigger than Phil Collins in the 80s, because this guy was just like, put me on a track, doesn't matter if it's Ace, doesn't matter if it's Mike and Mechanics, doesn't matter if it's Squeeze, let me do my thing, let me cook. So great voice. Like,
yeah,
I think that's another thing with, for me, for Yacht Rock, the voices are so good. So when I listen to that song, I'm just like, oh man, if I was a singer, those are the pipes I'd want.
And that's that is an underrated and underappreciated opening bass line to that song too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's good shit.
Yeah, you should definitely fill that in here. Don't rob people of their opportunity to hear Ace performing How Long. And then next,
hey, hold up now. We're talking Yacht Rock here. We're talking summertime. We're talking refreshing beverages. You know what? It's time. I'm going to open one up, Eric.
Ah, there's that sound I love so much.
Ah, yeah, here we go. Once upon a coconut water and pineapple. I'm rocking that today. Hang on, I got to take a pull off.
Nice.
Oh, made with 100% pure coconut water, never from concentrate, full of electrolytes to keep the Yacht Rock party going. Craig, take it away.
Once Upon a Coconut and Yacht Rock are they go together like Hall & Oates.
Well done. Well done.
So I'm going to go with Hall & Oates next. And this is tough because Hall & Oates, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band, has just that Philly sound, that blue-eyed soul. Like, there's so much about Hall & Oates that I find endearing. Mm-hmm. And so it was tough. And I went with She's Gone. Rich Girl could have made the list.
Oh, for
definitely.
Sure.
Yep. And I just went with She's Gone because it has a great build, has a great slow opening. Everybody's high on constellations. No idea what that means. Back to like these lyrics. It's like, okay. And you want it, but it has a great ending. So it's a great one to sing along to. I've seen the band, the Yacht Rock Review, twice in concert. Or excuse me, I've seen them three times in concert. Two times they opened up with She's Gone. And it's such a slow burn that it's perfect. So again, I sort of vacillated a bit on my Hall & Oates song, but I'm going with She's Gone.
You know, last episode we were sitting here talking about Slayer and Metallica and stuff. And I'm going to say right now, I've been to a Hall & Oates show and it was amazing.
Oh, I've seen them too a couple times.
Great show.
They're unbelievable. So good. That actually brings me to a question. You had kind of touched on it a bit earlier, but can a band or an artist can they be Yacht Rock?
Mm-hmm.
But then can another artist that's not considered Yacht Rock have a Yacht Rock song. Like, mm-hmm. once you're in the club, are you in the club exclusively, like, any Hall & Oates song will work? Or is it, man, they've got these five or six that really fit the bill, but the rest don't? Or are there other artists that you could give us an example of that?
That is a great question. Like, so for Hall & Oates, like, I would put Maneater in the category. I would put Out of Touch in the category. I'd put Private Eyes in the category.
Sure.
But they absolutely...
Like Method of Modern Love, that's got to be in there.
Absolutely. You know? So I think some bands, like, their catalog gets so broad, they're absolutely going to have things that are out of it. But I would tell, if Daryl and John were sitting next to me right now, I'd tell them, look, all your entire catalog is welcome into my yacht rock world. But then there's others. And again, back to the sort of the time frame in which a song gives you a feeling. So here's probably one of the more controversial bands that can show up in a yacht rock.
Yeah, party. Let's get in the dirt, man.
Van Halen.
What?
Van Halen.
No.
What? You can put Jump on
no,
a yacht rock.
No, you cannot.
And it works. It works.
Get out of here.
It works. Wow.
Look, David Lee Roth was like only a few years away from being just a gigolo and doing his whole David Lee Roth thing.
Yeah.
There's,
great point.
Yeah. There is a vibe. There's an undercurrent in a song like Jump that if you put it in the right spot on a Yacht Rock playlist, it absolutely will work.
All right. You're convincing me because now I make the leap because when you first said Van Halen, I went Sammy Hagar era and I'm thinking Dreams. Dreams has got to be on the yacht.
Dreams would work. I would put Dreams on there. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. I'm figuring this out. Yeah. I'm figuring this out.
But if we stick with Diamond Dave, though, maybe Dance the Night Away?
Absolutely.
I mean, they were doing that before 1984. I mean, you know, the Ice Cream Man they covered. I mean, they were dipping their toe in a lot of different waters that could. Yeah, I guess now that you say it and we're talking about it, I'm getting on board here. I think, yeah. All right.
I am. My mind is just opening up. By like, there's just endless possibilities now.
Yeah, if you told me before this that Van Halen was going to be talked about in the Yacht Rock universe, I would have said, no fucking way, you're crazy. But all right, I'm on board.
On board, he says.
It was a happy accident.
Like, Dreams is like, an obvious, that was like going to be my first suggestion. But it's like, if you think about, like, if you're, again, and this goes back probably like to me, like my personal life, like, and like I remember the summer of 84 and like being in the above ground pool with my brother and him having the cassette tape of 1984 and Jump being played. There is my personal connection, but then there's like those little nuances. Like I said, like you could stick it in a playlist and it's going to work. And a Van Halen, you know, traditionalist would say, absolutely not. Get me out of your yacht rock. But you're in the party. You're in the pool. All right, sorry.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. You seriously have blown Max's mind. Like, I think he's rebooting right now.
Yeah, it's there's like some like other, like I would say Tina Turner can be yacht rock.
Oh, I can listening. Yeah, I can totally.
Sure. Like What's Love Got to Do with It?
Sure,
absolutely fits. And I think part of it goes like the curation of like the list and the way it makes you feel and the songs you want to sing along to. That it's the bar, you know, it allows people to get in under the bar for sure.
Okay. All right. This is great. I'm loving it. No, I'm thinking like I'm going back through like 80s metal tracks in my head. Like, what could I throw on outside of Van Halen? Is there a Motley Crue song I could put on?
Rat Round and Round. Are they in or are they out?
It's funny. My brother and I have had this debate, you know, multiple times, and I've thrown out like, I'm like, you know, I said, hey, It's Over Now by LA Guns. That I'd put that on a yacht rock playlist.
All right.
And I did not see an LA Guns reference coming in this episode either.
Same here. So speaking of like 80s metal, right? And gatekeeping, it's a very popular term right now. And there's a lot of that in so many genres of music. You know, there's the hip hop heads who will, you know, fight you to the death about certain artists. Metal, I mean, metalheads are the worst, dude. I mean, I am a self-proclaimed metalhead and I hate that, dude. I hate when people, you know, that's not metal or, they, you know, this is real metal or, you know, whatever. Does that exist in yacht rock? Like, are people saying that's not yacht rock and being like militant and angry about it? Does that happen?
It does exist. I think the funny thing about it is, so I am like very, I'm very, very inclusive in my definition. And part of the reason is it's something that is too, it's too much fun to take that seriously. And the nice thing about yacht rock, or if you go to a yacht rock concert, or if there's a yacht rock themed karaoke night, it's the fun of it is getting people involved and getting people to bring an idea, to bring a suggestion. Like I can say, look, I'm going to play Jump during a yacht rock karaoke party. and convince people by the end of it, like, you know what, that totally fit the vibe. That absolutely fit for me. And I think that's the fun when you're within the community and you're trying to expand it and you're just trying, like myself, like I want more Yacht Rock songs in my life. I don't want to, like, this is a time that, you know, is theoretically and technically behind us. I don't want to not discover anything new again. But there's absolutely the traditionalists who are like, nope, it's these core artists, it's this core time frame.
Yeah.
And you know, you can totally, that's totally your right to have that, but I think you're going to miss out on the fun of adding, if you add Dreams by Fleetwood Mac, if somebody says, well, Fleetwood Mac's not a Yacht Rock band, it's like, all right, well, Dreams totally works as a Yacht Rock song. And you don't, I would not say Fleetwood Mac can't be in my list. So to me, that's all welcome. Yeah.
All right, well, cool. So what else you got for us?
So I felt like Boss Gags had to be on the list. Because I don't think Boz gets enough credit in general. So any chance I get to give him credit, I wanted to give him credit. And so Lido Shuffle is absolutely on the list. Monster.
Oh my god. And actually, when you gave us the list, that's probably my favorite one on the list. I love that song.
Yeah. And another one where, like, read the lyrics, you're like, what's going on? Like, what? Lido got himself in some trouble. He's got to leave town, but he's like, but it seems like life's pretty good. And I don't know, seems a happy tune. And it's another one when you're singing with lots of people. I saw the Yacht Rock review with 5,000 people at Leader Bank Pavilion in Boston. And let me tell you, when Lido Shuffle came on, I think it was the last song of the set before the encore, and you have 5,000 people singing the chorus, it was like angelic. And I like to believe somewhere Boss was like, that's exactly why I put that into the world.
Yeah,
Nick, you can put Lowdown on there too. Lowdown works too.
It's undeniable. It's so catchy. That chorus is just, I don't know anybody who doesn't like it.
Oh,
you know what's funny? Speaking of Lowdown, and Eric saw this tour as well. We both saw Faith No More a few years back. And in the middle of Midlife Crisis, they went into the Lowdown by Boss Gags. And I remember like watching it, and I'm like, all of a sudden, everyone's kind of in the crowd, we're kind of looking at each other. Like some total stranger next to me goes, is that Boz Skaggs? I'm like, goddamn right it is, man. And it works. Like, it was right in the middle of Midlife Crisis. They go right into Boz Skaggs and Lowdown, and then they come back to the, but it was, it was fantastic.
I mean, Easy by the Commodores is a Yacht Rock song. So you can't say that Mike Patton was not influenced by Yacht Rock.
Yep.
Oh, 100%.
The reach is so broad. And then the last one on my list is super random. But it's, for me, the story behind it, it's a song called We Just Disagree by Dave Mason.
We just disagree. Ooh, oh, oh.
And the reason that song's on the list and why it's special to me is that song, for whatever reason, I heard a million times when I was a kid. And I don't know where I heard it. I don't know who was singing it. I don't know why it was being played. And my brother and I, so we share a very common bond of our affection for Yacht Rock. And we both like discovered, like on the same day, we were like sharing things back and forth. And like, we both were like, remember that song we heard growing up all the time? And it was like, what is that song? And I'm like, you know, so just leave them alone. And we were like, that's the song. And it's, so We Just Disagree by Dave Mason. And I put that on there because it was the thing that made me want to like, be like, why, what do I need to do to go rediscover more of these great tracks that came out, you know, decades ago? So it's another great track that everybody should be aware of. Great melody, great voice. It, to me, it's like a quintessential Yacht Rock song.
And I wasn't familiar with this song at all. Like, I knew everything else. I mean, you sent us the list ahead of time. I knew everything else. And I saw that. And I'm like, I don't know that. And I went and played it and listened to it. I'm like, I don't know if I've ever heard this song in my life. I mean, of course, I fell in love with it, but that was the only one where I was like, I don't know if I've ever heard this song.
Yeah, that surprised me when you told me that earlier tonight before we hit record. Because that's one of those, I couldn't have told you up until, you know, we did this episode who sang it. But I mean, I remember vividly being in the backseat of my parents' Plymouth Fury 3. It was like this 47-foot long car. I don't know if you remember those things, but it was huge. And I remember that song being on the radio when I was a kid sitting in the back seat. So yeah, that was one I was kind of surprised because it was deeply etched in my memory. Mm-hmm. And for you to say you just weren't familiar with that. Tonight, when we were having dinner before the show, I was going down the list with my wife and I played Lido Shuffle for her. And she was like, I don't know this song. I'm like, how do you not know this song? And she's not one to bullshit. She's like, nope. played it all the way through the chorus. And she's like, I have never heard this song in my life. So, I mean, wow. Blows my mind how some of these songs can be so, you know, like I said, ingrained in mm-hmm. your own memory, and other people are just like, nope, never heard it. It's bizarre, man.
Well, and my wife definitely was not describe herself as a Yacht Rock fan. Of my three shows that I've gone to, she's come to two, and she's like, I'm just not going to know any of these songs. I'm like, you're going to know them. Trust me. You're going to know these songs. And sure enough, like we're there. She's like, oh yeah, I know that song. There were a few Cape Codders and Long Island Iced Teas that were happening throughout the show. And there's my wife who couldn't tell you a Boston song if her life depended on it, is singing More Than a Feeling. And literally at one point she goes, I see my Marianne walking away. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I have no idea why I know this song. I have no idea why I know this song. So it unlocked in her something that had just been waiting to get out. And I just loved it. That was one of my favorite moments of the night. I was like, oh my God, she knew that line. I don't know why she knew that line. I don't know how she knew that line, but she knew that line.
It was all those rock compilation, mm-hmm. Advertisements we saw in totally. the '80s. Cause that clip, I swear, was always in there. That Boston clip.
Yes, always.
Every single one of those compilations had that song on it.
Oh, so that's what, yeah. Did Time Life box sets of the '80s,
Freedom Rock, you know,
yeah. Is that Freedom Rock, man?
Turn it up, man.
Did Freedom Rock walk so Yacht Rock could run?
Yeah, so doing a little bit of research before we jumped into this, there was a list. It said list of Yacht Rock artists. So I click on it, right? And I'm scrolling through and I'm like, oh yeah, I see that. A couple jumped out at me and I want to throw these. Now, see, you got me on board with Van Halen, so maybe mm-hmm. this whole point is moot, but Duran Duran.
Mm-hmm.
That one kind of threw me for a loop.
Rio, maybe?
I mean, I guess it's got to be Rio, right?
It's definitely Rio. Hungry Like a Wolf.
I mean, those bass mm-hmm. grooves are pretty amazing, mm-hmm. man. And that is kind
but
of
But it's kind of like the Hall & Oates thing. Where like I don't have a huge run of Duran Duran songs that I would be like, that's got to be on the list. I think it's Rio and Hungry Like a Wolf.
So maybe they're one of those bands, like I'd mentioned earlier, they're like, we're not going to call them a Yacht Rock band, but they've got some mm-hmm. songs that fit mm-hmm. the bill and can be included in,
yeah,
in the
you might
universe.
Need to mix it up. You can throw in some Duran. You can throw Duran and Duran there. See who's paying attention.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. I think it's time. It's time to torture.
Yeah, I was going to say, before we let you go, Craig, it's time for some torture.
So my goal tonight is to torture you, Craig, and make Eric laugh.
Everybody wants to laugh.
That's my goal here. So it's time for the Ride the Lightning Round. I'm going to hit you with 10 this or that choices, and we're just going to roll through them. You just got to give me with an answer quick. When we're done, okay. We can go back and you can defend awesome. Any of your decisions or or rethink them. But we're going to roll through, and majority of this is Yacht Rock themed, except for the last two.
Okay.
But I'll let you know once we're there.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Steely Dan or Boss Skaggs?
Boss Skaggs.
Seals or Crofts?
Oh, shit.
Those are the ones that get me, dude, every time.
Oh, Seals.
It's great.
I knew that was going to get you. Kenny Loggins or Michael McDonald?
Oh, my Ooh. Gosh. I don't know if I want to live in a world where I have to make that decision. I'm going McDonald all the way, because you know what? He gave everybody Warren G and Nate Dogg singing regularly.
That's true.
There you go.
Point.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is a good point.
The Captain or Tennille?
Ooh.
I'm going to go Tennille. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think she was.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
She was the one that was carrying that.
One of my earliest crushes as a child, too. Remember seeing her on TV going, she's pretty.
Ooh, look at all the shit we're learning tonight. This is amazing. All right. Jimmy Buffett or Christopher Cross?
Oh my goodness gracious. Okay, I'm gonna go with Christopher Cross. And I guess if I have to explain later, I'll come back and explain why.
Okay. George Benson or Al Jarreau?
Oh, George Benson.
Ambrosia or Air Supply?
I wish I could have Air Ambrosia, but since we can't do that, I'm going to go Air Supply because we had it on vinyl growing up.
Okay, Toto or the Little River Band.
These are some good ones. I'm gonna go with the Little River Band because Cool Change is one of my all-time favorite songs. And I believe didn't they also do Lonesome Loser?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Lonesome
Loser. I can't take too much credit for it, but the Yacht Rock Review, which I would recommend to anybody who wants to get in the Yacht Rock, you gotta learn about Yacht Rock Review. They actually once put up a thing that said, what song should we learn and play? And I wrote Lonesome Loser. And I went to a show and they actually played Lonesome Loser that night. And my mind just blew to smithereens. So because of that, Little River Band gets the nod.
All right. These last two are outside of the Yacht Rock realm, but I'm going to hit you with them because I know you're fans. You're a fan of these bands. Ready? Bruce Springsteen or Bob Seger?
It's going to be Bruce because Bruce, that hurts. I know, but Bruce would beat anybody. So if that makes you feel any better, nobody would get that spot.
Yeah. And we're going to finish with Pearl Jam or The Tragically Hip.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Because you have been such an amazing host, I'm going to go with Tragically Hip. Even though I've seen Pearl Jam 7 million times in concert, including twice next week. But The Tragically Hip is such a unique and special band that I wish more people in America knew about and listened to and appreciated because they were so good.
Agreed. So good. Anything you want to go back and defend or justify? I know that Loggins versus Michael McDonald was a tough one.
That was tough. That's just so tough. But I feel like McDonald's voice is just so the sound of Yacht Rock that you can't not have him there.
Yeah.
And again, he gave us Regulate by Warren G and Nate Dogg. So I believe another one that may have been I think it was Jimmy Buffett and Christopher Cross.
Yes.
I mean, Jimmy Buffett, legend, Margaritaville, Parrot Heads, everything that he built and stood for, is unassailable. That said, Christopher Cross's debut album, 1979, wins clean sweep five Grammys. Album of the year, record of the year, song of the year, best new artist, and he also wins best arrangement for Sailing. So he wins five Grammys.
Jesus Christ.
And that debut eponymous album just, and then that was it. then he did win a Golden Globe for Arthur's theme.
Sure.
Oh yeah.
Caught between the moon and New York City.
Between the moon and New York City. Also wins the Academy Award in 1981. So between 1980 and 1981, 1980, he wins five Grammys. 1981, he wins an Academy Award and a Golden Globe. And that's it.
Mic drop. He's out.
Absolutely apex mountain.
Yeah, right. I mean, that was a great run. But...
Right. No shit. He wasn't so much of a marathon guy. He was a sprinter.
Listen, he rode like the wind to the border of Mexico. And then he got there faster than he was.
All right.
Oh, my God. Well, dude, this has been a absolute blast, man.
Absolutely.
Again, who knew great. Yacht Rock could be so much fun?
I was excited for this heading into it. And I had as much fun as I thought I would, man. It was awesome.
Well, thank you for having me.
It was great.
Appreciate the invite and the energy and, you know. And hopefully, you know, people discover something that they didn't know they loved so much. And now they'll have that to go enjoy for them and everyone around them.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, it's going to be a Yacht Rock summer for me, man.
Yeah, no doubt, dude. All right, Eric, let's throw out some shout outs real quick. All right?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Let's say, all right, Linz, Austria. Thanks for coming and checking us out.
Austria.
Ready? Here's some more pronunciation, Eric. I'm going to just fucking murder.
Love it.
Grenzick, Weilen, Germany.
Sounded good to me.
Maybe. Tavistock, UK. Vancouver, British Columbia. Cambridge, Ontario. East Canaan, Connecticut. Fort Payne, Alabama. Gaithersburg, Maryland. Oconomowoc, Wisconsin.
Nice job.
I think I got that right.
I think you did, actually.
Yeah.
And I've only got a fourth grade education, so what do I know? But
so thank you to everybody for coming and checking us out, coming back again and again, checking out more episodes. And we got two special shout outs. One to our good friend Mandy, who recently lost her sister Jamie. Mandy's a big fan of the podcast, great friend of ours. So we just wanted to say we love you, Mandy.
Absolutely.
And rest in peace, Jamie. And then an old friend that I've run across a few times over the years. His name is Gary. We met him through our good friend Scott.
Aaron. Yeah.
And I want to say thanks to Gary for showing some love for the podcast. I just ran into Gary and he you know, said, "Hey, how's it going?" He said, "Hey, I'm a big fan." And I'm like, "Of what?" You know, like I didn't know what he was talking about. He's like, "The podcast, man." So he listens at work. His favorite episode was our vinyl episode. He's a big fan of that. So
that was fun.
Gary, thanks for listening. Thanks for the love.
Yeah, what's up, Gary?
Check us out on Instagram at The Greatest Mixtape Podcast. Wherever you listen to us, rate us, review us, subscribe, anything you can do to help us out. But I think that's it. Once again, man, thanks to our friend Craig. He just absolutely killed it tonight. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, that was great. Very educational as well.
Yes. Thank you both. That was so much
absolutely fun. Man.
All right.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us. Once again, it's The Greatest Mixtape Podcast. My name is Eric.
And my name is Matt.
And we'll talk to you soon.
See ya.